March 29. I beat Algernon. I didn't even know I beat him until Bert Selden told me. Then the second time I lost because I got so excited. But after that, I beat him 8 more times. I must be getting smart to beat a smart mouse like Algernon. But I don't feel smarter. I wanted to race some more, but Bert said that's enough for one day. He let me hold Algernon for a minute. Algernon is a nice mouse, soft like cotton. He blinks, and when he opens his eyes, they're black and pink on the edges. I asked, can I feed him? Because I felt bad to beat him, and I wanted to be nice and make friends. Bert said, no, Algernon is a very special mouse with an operation like mine. He was the first of all the animals to stay smart so long, and he said that Algernon is so smart he has to solve a problem with a lock that changes every time he goes in to eat, so he has to learn something new to get his food. That made me sad, because if he couldn't learn, he wouldn't be able to eat, and he'd be hungry. I don't think it's right to make you pass a test to eat. How would Bert like to have to pass a test every time he wants to eat? I think I'll be friends with Algernon. That reminds me. Dr. Strauss says I should write down all my dreams and the things I think, so when I come to his office I can tell them. I told him I don't know how to think yet, but he says he means more things like what I wrote about my mom and dad, and about when I started school at Miss Kinnean's, or anything that happened before the operation is thinking, and I wrote them in my progress report. I didn't know I was thinking and remembering. Maybe that means something is happening to me. I don't feel different, but I'm so excited I can't sleep. Dr. Strauss gave me some pink pills to make me sleep good. He says I gotta get lots of sleep, because that's when most of the changes happen in my brain. It must be true, because Uncle Herman used to sleep in our house all the time when he was out of work on the old sofa in the parlor. He was fat, and it was hard for him to get a job, because he used to paint people's houses, and he got very slow going up and down the ladder. When I once told my mom I wanted to be a painter like Uncle Herman, my sister Norma said, "Yeah, Charlie's going to be the artist of the family." And Dad slapped her face and told her not to be so goddamn nasty to her brother. I don't know what an artist is, but if Norma got slapped for saying it, I guess it's not a nice thing. I always feel bad when Norma got slapped for being mean to me. When I get smart, I'll go visit her. March 30. Tonight, after work, Miss Kinnean came to the teaching room near the laboratory. She looked glad to see me, but nervous. She looks younger than I remembered her. I told her I was trying very hard to be smart. She said, "I have confidence in you, Charlie, the way you struggled so much to read and write better than all the others. I know you can do it. At worst, you'll have it all for a little while, and you're doing something for other retarded people." We started to read a very hard book. I never read such a hard book before. It's called Robinson Crusoe, about a man who gets marooned on a desert island. He's smart and figures out all kinds of things so he can have a house and food, and he's a good swimmer. Only I feel sorry for him, because he's all alone and he has no friends. But I think there must be somebody else on the island, because there's a picture of him with his funny umbrella looking at feet prints. I hope he gets a friend, and not be so lonely. March 31. Miss Kinnean teaches me how to spell better. She says, look at a word, and close your eyes, and say it over and over again until you remember. I have lots of trouble with through that you say through, and enough and tough that you don't say anew and two. You gotta say enough and tough. That's how I used to write it before I started to get smart. I'm mixed up, but Miss Kinnean says, don't worry, spelling is not supposed to make sense.